This is the story of Nulyajuk, the mother of all the sea animals. Once, a long, long time ago, the people who live at King Murtok left their village. They were going to cross the water, and they had made rafts of kayaks tied together. There were a great many of them, and they were all in a hurry to leave and find new hunting grounds. And there was not much room on the rafts that they had tied together. In this village, there lived a little girl whose name was Nulyajuk. When the other boys and girls jumped onto the raft, she jumped with them. But Nulyajuk didn't have any relatives, so nobody cared about her. And so they picked her up and threw her into the icy, cold water. She tried and tried to hang on to the edge of the raft, but the people in the raft took their knives and cut off her fingers. And all of a sudden, the pieces of her fingers became alive in the water and bobbed up and down all around the raft, just like seals. And that was the way seals came to be. But Nulyajuk herself sank right down to the bottom of the sea. There she became a spirit, a sea spirit. And she was the mother of all the animals that live in the sea, because the seals were made from her cut-off fingers. Then she became the mother of everything else alive, too, even the animals that live on the land and are hunted by people. Nulyajuk lives in a house at the bottom of the sea. In this house, many terrible creatures live with her. There is Katuam Inua, the ruler of the passage, who keeps track of all the taboos that are broken by people on earth. Everything he sees and hears, he tells Nulyajuk. Inside the passage is a huge black dog that frightens away anyone who tries to get in to see Nulyajuk, unless he is a very powerful Angatok. And so Nulyajuk obtained great power over mankind, because they had hated her and thrown her into the sea. She became the most powerful of all the spirits, and the one that people are the most afraid of, because she can control their lives. In the winter, when everything is dark, and the sun is low, when the earth is cold and windy, and it is most difficult and dangerous to live, there are more taboos that people must not break if they want to keep her goodwill. Whenever anybody on earth breaks a taboo, Nulyajuk is very angry. She punishes mankind by hiding all the animals, by shutting them up in her house. And as long as they are there, there are no animals to hunt in the sea, and people have to starve. Then the Angatoks have to call on their helping spirits to try to make Nulyajuk be kind again. Angatoks are only human beings, but they can be very powerful. Now this is all we know about Nulyajuk, the sea spirit. It is true that she gives seals to mankind, but she would really like to see mankind starve to death, because when she was a little girl and lived on earth, mankind had no pity for her.